If you drive past CU Boulder, you might see a shimmering wall encompassing a tree on the southern end of campus. It's a new art installation workspace hybrid created by students from the CU Program of Environmental Design. Inspired by artist Natalie Germanenko, tree offices have sprung up in London, New York, and Berlin. They're collective workspaces that intend to bring awareness to things like the rights of nature and the natural systems around us. Marcel DeLange is a senior instructor in the Program of Environmental Design at CU Boulder. Last year, he taught a class where students could take all they'd learned in the classroom and put it to work. In collaboration with EcoArts Connections and Bamoka, DeLange students designed and built their own tree office.
So we used an 8-inch thick hot rolled steel, and we cut it up in strips. And for that process we used a machine called a water jet, which is a very narrowly focused water beam that can cut through up to 5 or 6 inches of steel.
The tree office is a two-level platform, equipped with tables and benches and Wi-Fi. There's individual workspace and a long table for group meetings. On two sides is a glistening wall that helps to block out some of the sun and wind, in addition to being its own art sculpture. And in the middle is a sturdy linden tree, the focus and inspiration of the project.
This particular project has no foundation in the traditional sense, because it was a very important concept, but the tree had to be completely respected, right? The tree could not be attached to, which is kind of a challenge, right? Because typically when you build a tree house, you start banging nails in the tree. In this particular case, you had to build around the tree. The roots could not be compressed upon too much, so we cannot dig holes.
But before the tree office was a reality, it existed as a collection of models and computer files in a fabrication studio off campus. The studio feels like a big warehouse. There's a wood shop, a metalworking studio, and multiple computer-controlled lasers and drills. Using models and computer programs, the students created digital files that could direct the machines to cut wood and metal into the shapes they needed to build the project.
This is really the quickest way to make lots of process models, so we can really iterate through ideas quickly. So these are just, you know, little laser beds, and you can cut out pretty much any shapes or forms. You just pop a piece of material in there, run your file, and it cuts it out.
That's Daniel Kelso, a student in the Program of Environmental Design and one of the students involved in designing and building the tree office. He says they designed the structure so that once the pieces were fabricated, the construction would be relatively simple.
Once everything was fabricated, it's giant Legos for adult architecture students, you know? And it's pretty intuitive, too. I mean, all you're doing is bolting beams together. I mean, so, you know, with the proper kit of parts and a set of instructions, this could be replicated at any city park.
According to Drew Landis, another student involved in the project, developing the structure in this way, using basic components, was intentional.
The idea of being able to design something like this that's so modular, like we said, one of the things that we really focused on for our design was making it modular so that other communities could potentially, you know, in an ideal world, there's a company that fabricates all this stuff so that another community can build a tree office outside their school, their library, and then it allows them to utilize what we did here in Boulder.
Both Kelso and Landis say they like the idea of other communities having their own tree office to serve as a gathering place. Before landing at CU, their tree office was at Bamoka for 3 months. While there, it was the site of several panel discussions about topics from homelessness to refugees. Back on campus, DeLange says he hopes that type of event continues, and the space will allow the community to come together and actively engage with each other.
That would be my hope, is that people use it just to work, to sit, to hang out, to read a book on, to do homework, but also every now and then, you know, there will be an event, an activity, some kind of that, something that speaks to the general population of Boulder, and they want to come out, and they want to converse, and they want to exchange ideas, and they want to address a challenge or an issue.
This Thursday at 5:30 p.m., there will be an opening celebration of the tree office at the CU Boulder campus. It's currently open to the public, and starting on April 15th, people will be able to make reservations for tables. For KGNU, I'm Julia Caulfield.